Today is August the 15th, 2017, and it is Tuesday, the most productive day. Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. I am Karen, your host for the program, and we are doing Just Jesus this year. That means that we are reading the red letter words of Jesus Christ from the book of Matthew. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are the author and perfecter of our faith, the bridegroom, the covenant-keeping Lord. You are our deliverer and encourager, the fountain of life, and the God of the generations. You are holy, 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 indescribable, and Jehovah Jireh, our provider, the King of kings, the light of the world, the maker of all things. You are never changing, and you're the owner of all of our schools. Oh Lord, you're our planner, and you are quick to hear us. Thank you, Lord, you are radiant, and you are the good shepherd. You are the trusted one and unbelievably awesome. You're the vindicator of all that is wrong. And you are wisdom, extraordinary, and Yahshua. Oh Lord, thank you for being zealous for us. It's incredible. We come before you today, Lord, to praise you and to thank you for all that you have done in our lives. Walk with us today, Lord, boldly, and with joy and peace and goodness and kindness and all of the fruit of the Spirit, that we may display you and bring you right into our halls, into our classrooms, into the gymnasium and cafeteria. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to be with my brothers and sisters in your holy word. We thank you for all of this in the powerful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends. We are reading the red letter words of Jesus. Today we will be reading from Matthew 4, verse 4. Before we read it, let me just give you a little background of what Jesus was doing before he spoke. Well, this was after the devil tempted him for 40 days and 40 nights. And then he said, "Oh, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." So Jesus said, "The word of God," Matthew 4, verse 4, "it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." The word of God, Matthew 4, verse 4. Thank you, my friends, for being in the word of God, and may you return to this section again today at some point. Just drink it in again and listen to the words of Jesus. He's so powerful. The second thing that we will be sharing on Around the Word in 180 Days, that is just Jesus, are songs, the lyrics of songs that are about Jesus. And today I have chosen for our second song, In Christ Alone by the Gettys. In fact, it was written by Stuart Townsend and Keith Getty. So go to the playlist and you can find it simply at tinyurl.com/aw180-justjesus, and then you'll have access to all the songs for this school year. I pray it is a blessing to you. So let us listen in for a little bit to In Christ Alone.
Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness scorned by the ones he came to save, till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man, can ever pluck me from his hand, till he returns or calls me home. Here, in the power of Christ, I'll stand. Oh, dear friends, I read the lyrics to these songs this year because I know too often myself. I love the music, but I don't often understand all the words. And so I pray that they are a blessing to you and your heart and that you go back and enjoy this playlist anytime during the day or whenever you like. Now, since we are not to live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God, we are also to pray. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 days is to pray, and we pray corporately at precisely 1:16 p.m. I know that it's a crazy time of the day, and there is no natural stop, so I'm encouraging you right now to set your alarm for 1:16 p.m., It is the time chosen because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. And each day we put out prompts. You don't need them. The point is that you stop and you pray. It's a short, very devout, and reverent prayer. But it's that time to just remind ourselves that we love the Lord Jesus and that we are seeking his help this year. So today, on August the 15th, we are all praying that we remain committed to prayer for our students the whole year. Now, if you haven't prayed for your students yet, today's the day. Just pick one student, just one, and lift them up to God. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 days this year is to read Don Clark's daily devotionals, and it's his series called Teacher, Take Courage. Today he has entitled his Rungs on the Career Ladder. The scripture from Deuteronomy 31 verse 23. Be strong and courageous, for you will bring the Israelites, our students, into the land I promised them on oath, and I myself will be with you. Take a good look at all of your new students. No matter what colors, sizes, shapes, conditions, attitudes, aptitudes, or behaviors you see, know this. God sees the plans he has made for them, not to harm them, but to bless and prosper them, to give each one a hope and a future. Each one has a promised land. Not only does God have awesome creative lesson plans for them in your classroom this year, he has an awesome creative life plan for them as well. You are a part of a divine plan in each student's life. God has handpicked and placed each student in your classroom. Wow! Your classroom is not an assembly line created by man. Your classroom is unique. It will be custom handcrafted by God himself if you let him hold and fashion you in the palm of his hand. And that's from Isaiah 64, verse 8. God has chosen you to lift students up, to lead them to a higher place for brief periods of time each day for a brief season in their lives. Using the faith, wisdom, and knowledge you impart, they move farther into their hope and future. You are a rung on each child's ladder to heaven. Remember that when you feel wrung out or like you are being stepped on, God wants to remind you that you are not the only rung on the ladder. God has a whole warehouse of rungs, and He has angels to help the children that are too frightened or wounded to climb. As your students step and climb upon you, they will find a sure foothold, not because of who you are, but because of who Christ is in you. Some of your students, peers, siblings, parents, and media idols may be digging pits for them to fall into. Some students are already busily digging their own pits. Some are dwelling deep in these pits and tunneling. But you are the ladder. You are a part of the straight path, the highway, the higher way of life, because you are letting Jesus lead you in your classroom this year as never before. You are choosing to follow His teachings, to forgive, to return good with evil, go the extra mile, pray in your closet, agree in prayer with other teachers, pray for those above you in authority, and continually thank and praise others. Encourage always, correct in love, share the fruit of the Spirit, etc. Against these things there is no law. God handpicked Keith, a fifth grader for Miss Carson to serve. Keith was one of those students who was dwelling and actively tunneling in deep, dark pits. He had severe behavior disorders and had been suspended numerous times at his previous schools. He was academically 4 grade levels behind all his peers in all his subjects. Keith had given up on himself. Previous staff members had given up on him as well. Staff members at Mrs. Carson's schools began praying for Keith before and after school at their daily and weekly campus encouragement, share care, and prayer meetings. They asked God to lead them while working with this young man. They didn't know the way. Mrs. Carson began returning good for evil Keith regularly shared with her. Mrs. Carson constantly encouraged, praised, and thanked Keith. Mrs. Carson integrated Keith's gifting, his love and talent in sports, into his daily program. Firm boundaries and consequences were set. Mrs. Carson was honest and spoke the truth to Keith and corrected him in love. Keith's physical need for sleep was fulfilled. Mrs. Carson worked with Keith one-on-one for hours with custom teacher-made curriculums and programs. 5 staff members worked with Keith throughout the day. At year's end, Keith had built a trust relationship with the staff and had come to understand educators are ladders, not just more dirt throwers and pit diggers. By the grace of God, Keith even passed his modified state-mandated grade-level reading and math tests, the first time ever in his academic career. It was a miracle. Mrs. Carson and the support staff brought Keith one step closer to his promised land. May you and your fellow staff members be the rungs of God's ladder that help young people climb out of their dark pits, see the sun shine, and get a vision of the hope and future God has planned for them throughout the new year. The prayer. Oh God, we apologize for throwing dirt into students' pits in the years past. We apologize for murmuring and complaining when students, parents, and staff have stepped on us. Thank you for making us rungs on your career ladder. Grant us more faith, wisdom, and knowledge so we can withstand more weight and help our students. And that was our daily devotional written by Don Clark. The final thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 days is to offer up a quote for the day. And today's quote is from Joshua Marine. Challenges are what make life interesting, and overcome them makes life meaningful. And so as we close out our time together, my friends, let me remind you of the precious words of Jesus for today, and they came from Matthew 4, verse 4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. O sweet God, great and mighty warrior, thank you for all that you do for us. Thank you for the blessing of the new school year. Thank you, Lord, for my brothers and sisters who yearn to know Jesus better. We thank you, adore you, and need you, and ask you for all of this in the most awesome name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.